Well, the United States says it has deployed a number of its Marines to Iraq. The U.S. military says the soldiers are from the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit. They are said to be on a mission to help U.S. forces already deployed in Iraq. Washington says its troops fight against Daesh terrorists and train Iraqi forces. Many, however, are critical of Washington's military intervention in Iraq for not being effective and serious. Crossing over to San Francisco, joined by former U.S. Army officer, Mr. Scott Bennett, thank you so much for being with us. What do you make now of the U.S. sending more soldiers into Iraq?
Well, on a policy level, on a legal level, I think it's a violation of the principles that the founding fathers of the United States set down, which is for the Congress to declare war, not to declare police actions, not to declare military support authorizations, but just to basically declare war means that the life of the country is at stake and a war needs to protect it. This is not a war. This is a ongoing police action since 2001, since they've gotten away with this authorization for military force. And the saddest thing is the American soldier has been duped into believing that they are being deployed in preservation of their own country and their own life. That is not the case at all. This is a misadventure by United States neoconservative policymakers to remake the Middle East. And this is just another example of the current administration under Obama inheriting the Bush administration and the military-industrial complex over there and trying to continue its foothold, trying to continue its remake. And I think it's doomed to failure because, one, American citizens do not want their sons and daughters being killed or maimed in any sort of a military action that isn't a war, that isn't about protecting our country. And it's also illegal. It's a violation of the War Powers Act. It's a violation of everything that American people believe. So I think this sneaky action of trying to insert more forces, it's against the political forces in Iraq as well. No one wants the United States over there. Russia, in its five-month campaign, has went in, done extraordinarily well, but then has gotten out. It's not left a footprint. It's not left the impression that it's wanting to dominate or remake the Middle East. It's went in, destroyed Takfiri terrorists, and gotten out. Now it's still there in case an emergency, but that's far different than what the United States has done by illegally sending our troops into the Middle East for the last 15 years. And I hope and pray that new political leadership is going to reverse the cycle before the American country becomes bankrupt and hated by every country on the face of the planet.
Well, Scott, you've just talked about as far as this being illegal, and basically it should, a war is allowed when in defense of the country itself. But if we look at the United States and its history, how many wars were actually in defense of the United States? So it's nothing new. Are you optimistic that the American people really can make a difference? You talked about perhaps a new leadership coming aboard and perhaps they can make a change. But have we seen a change in policy, whether we're looking at from Korea, let's go from Korea on, and Vietnam and so many others? None of these wars were actually in defense of the United States.
Well, I would agree, of course. I would simply say I don't think the American citizens have suffered so much as they have in the last 15 years, and they haven't seen so much evidence showing clearly the false flag nature of this war, the false flag 9/11 attacks that has pretty much been exposed as a fraud and an inside job and having all sorts of government fingerprints all over it from the United States, from Israel, from Saudi Arabia, and that's thanks to the internet. So technology and the internet has brought this very close to the American public. And the American public have looked around and seen for 15 years a wasteful misadventure of the United States into the Middle East. It was done out of a lie. It was done out of this false declaration of protection because we've been attacked by the Al-Qaeda, Saudi Arabian, Osama bin Laden. Now that's been disclosed as false. Americans, I think, have taken a long time to catch up, but they're starting to see this is really the last straw. This is different than Korea. This is different than Vietnam. This is a Middle East war where we've been embroiled, and we're now sending the refugees of this war into Europe. That hits Americans very personal because they have European roots, European family, and we've seen America go in and basically unleash an entire tsunami of human refugees into Europe, and it's causing chaos and political disunity and overrunning the natural resources of Europe. And America has done that. Americans have done that, and we have blood on our hands for that. We should be ashamed for what we've engaged in, and of course, immediately stop these operations, allow the Middle East to coagulate under its own authority, its culture, its own language, and simply protect.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Scott Bennett. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties at the end. Former U.S. Army officer out of San Francisco.